Those hearings into radical Islam may, in fact, bust a few stereotypes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. In fact, so far, Muslims are coming across as patriots. Representative Keith Ellison, one of two Muslims in the House, told the story of Mohammed Salman Hamdani, a 23-year-old paramedic and police cadet, who was seen running toward Ground Zero as the attack was happening. And when he failed to show up at work the next day, news outlets speculated he might have been involved.
Some people spread false rumors and speculated that he was in league with the attackers because he was a Muslim. But it was only when his remains were identified that these lies were exposed. His life should not be identified as just a member of an ethnic group or just a member of a religion, but as an American who gave everything for his fellow Americans.
Hamdani, in fact, is even mentioned by name in the Patriot Act as an example of a Muslim American who acted heroically. Al-Qaeda terrorists tend to be Muslims. Aryan extremists and anti-abortion extremists tend to be Christians. Radicals frequently invoke religion. Except since most of us know so many perfectly reasonable Christians, we realize that Christian extremists are rare. But we tend not to know many Muslims. So here's an idea. If you're worried about Muslim extremists, visit a mosque. They pray five times a day. There's a sermon every Friday. They welcome visitors. And I know there's this 12th century stereotype, but if you call ahead, some of the larger ones can even arrange a PowerPoint presentation. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.